You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
A fusillade of raucous chattering tells you that magpies are in the neighbourhood. Magpies have always had a rascally, streetwise image. They featured in anti-theft campaigns on television in the 1980s, and long before that, their kleptomaniac tendencies were celebrated by Rossini in his opera The Thieving Magpie. In spite of these sinister undertones, our relationship with magpies has also been part of our everyday life. How many of us haven't saluted a magpie or recited the verse, "One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy," as we pass the bird? And these encounters are becoming more common. Much less persecuted than in the past, magpies are on the increase and cashing in on the refuse and litter we throw away. Chattering roosts of over 100 birds aren't uncommon. An early name for the birds was maggot pie, which many people assume was a reference to their delight in probing cowpats or carrion for maggots. Their pied plumage isn't just black and white, but gleams with iridescent greens, blues and purples.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.